For 30 years now, people in southern Louisiana have put their dead Christmas trees to good use to fight coastal erosion. For more on how it's working, we have with us Paul Kemp, a coastal scientist at Louisiana State University in Baton Rouge. Hi, Paul.
Hi. Good to be here today.
Great to have you. So there's a lot of effort behind this. For those who've never seen this or have photos of it, describe how these trees and the process actually looks and the thinking behind it.
First of all, it's a complicated thing to put these trees out because you have to put them in water that's about up to your knees. So it's hard for most boats to get in there. And so they use airboats. They build what they call cribs, two parallel lines of stakes that they then can lay the trees in and lash them down. The whole idea is to put them in a place where they will be covered by sediment next year. It's the kind of thing that will work in particular places. If you have a lot of sediment moving through the system and you're shallow enough that you don't have much wave action, then that's the perfect combination for Christmas tree fences, as we call them, to work.
A manager at the Bayou National Wildlife Refuge near New Orleans told the New Orleans Times-Picayune that the trees change the topography for the better, but it's not always 100% effective, as you said. Does the tree recycling program at least get people thinking about the environment and really the scope of the erosion?
Well, I got involved in this when I was the director of a nonprofit, the Coalition to Restore Coastal Louisiana, many, many years ago. We had passed legislation to fund restoration, but I would get calls all the time. What can I do? And this was one of the few things that we could really point to that everyone could get involved in.
I want to ask you about something else that I think many of us have heard before. We read that every 90 minutes, Louisiana loses a football field's worth of land, in large part because of flood control along the Mississippi River. Dams and levees control the river, but then flood water silt doesn't replenish marshland along the coast. So with that, I mean, is the situation getting better or worse?
Well, the situation has actually improved since the beginning of the restoration program, as you say, 30 years ago. The level of funding and the size of projects has increased over time to where we're looking at major new outlets from the Mississippi River due to come online within a few years. But a lot of other projects, pumping sediment out of the river and pumping sediment from offshore into the wetlands. These are projects that 30 years ago I couldn't have imagined we would be doing.
So this Christmas tree restoration, this project, is really just a piece of a larger puzzle.
Oh, it is. And when you think about any environmental problem, think about something like climate change, for example, you know, we're sometimes almost stumped in wondering what can you and I do ourselves? You know, like we can change the light bulbs, you know, recycle and all that. But it's really a necessary but difficult to connect with something as big as that. And so this is one way that many kids growing up in South Louisiana have, you know, a tangible recollection of fighting land loss.
Yeah. You said that the situation is getting better.
Well,
but
it's
still an astonishing number, the loss of land every 90 minutes.
We are almost, I guess, immune to the scale of it. But whenever we talk to people from outside the area, they say, what? But I guess what I'm saying is that we have noticed in the past 4 or 5 years that the rate of loss has indeed dropped. An acre every 90 minutes is better than an acre every 15 minutes.
And that was what it used to be.
Yes. That may be only a temporary lull, but I like to think that it has something to do with the projects that we're putting in.
That's Paul Kemp. He is an adjunct professor in the Oceanography Department at Louisiana State University. Thank you so much for this conversation.
Oh, it's great to be on.